Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living God, the true God, the one who loves us and cares about us. God loves us so much. There are many wonderful people out there trapped in lies. Their world is full of lies. Their religion that they're devoted to is a lie. In fact, every religion, hear me good, every religion beside Jesus Christ, beside everybody try to go to heaven around Jesus Christ, they're caught up in a lie. Every religion that lie to people is not of God. God didn't start it. There was no prophecies by the real prophets to sanction what they've done. And people that just call themselves prophets, their words are no better than the wind. At least the wind serves a purpose. It moves pollen. It cools people off. It brings in rain. But religious doctrines, the wind of doctrines, is just they work to block the gates of heaven. And then when people teach the truth, they're lied upon. And the enemy is trying to get as many people to go to hell as possible. Remember, he still wants the kingdom. He's still trying to defy God. He's still trying to set up a kingdom to usurp authority over God's kingdom. He just can't do it. So the next best thing is to at least have some people like that he can rule over. And you don't want to get caught in his web. And the Lord has taught us examples in case we don't get it. He made spiders. They do nothing but hang around and wait on something to come and trap them in that web. They make a web to trap whatever's going by. Other bugs are on their way to do whatever they're doing. And sometimes they get trapped in the spider's web. And if the spider's not hungry, he wraps them up in his web. And they're waiting on now is for when he gets hungry, he's going to come and divide them. He will sting them where they can't move. And they just sit there in a vegetative state, wrapped in web, and they can't get away. And that's not our future. And that goes for every person. Jesus died for every soul. Sin entered the world through one man. And through one man, God made a way of escape. Through Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. He sent his only begotten son. That was his perfect will. And his son obediently went and did the Father's will to redeem us. And if you try to go around holy Jesus, you're not going to make it. And the devil know you can't go straight to God without Christ. So he set up religions that sound good on paper. It sounds appealing to the proud, but it's not the way of love. And the only way to understand the Lord is the way of love. We recognize that God became a man and sacrificed, and he guided us into all truth, and he blessed us. And he loves us, and he cares about each and every one of us. Everybody that have, when the Lord take them to heaven and give them visions and dreams, and he take them to heaven, everybody say the same thing. When they look in his eyes, they see love, pure love, staring at them. They can tell that Jesus loves them deeply, and he cares about every part of their life, and he made everything perfect. And he does everything perfectly. God loves us all. He is perfection. And when you, if a person bothers to study the Word of God, they'll know it for themselves. When you study the Word of God, you're going to find perfection. The systematic perfection. And if you don't want to get deceived by every wind of doctrine out there, look at what God did in the beginning, and then turn over and look at what he did in the end. Look at what he did in Genesis. Look at what he did in Revelation. And then study the word of God for yourself. And the enemy, through evil men, they tried to complicate everything. Everybody that was proud, everybody that was greedy, and everybody that had a lot of lust in their life, they caused the problems. Check it out for yourself. Every single one of them who went against the things of God, they had a lot of greed, lust, or pride. And there were people that argued with the priest. You know, when you argue with the priest, you're on the wrong side of the tracks. You're on the wrong side of the fence. You're in Satan's territory. To defy the prince, the priest and the prophet. Now, Jeremiah was a priest and a prophet. So was Ezekiel. They were priests and they were prophets. And people argue with them. But they can't. Because God is with them. And there is no knowledge or wisdom against God. There's no truth against God. Everything about God is true. And everything that's against him is a lie. And you have to come to knowledge and understand these facts. If you want to live and survive this evil world, you have to come to terms with what's true and then reject what's false. And you can enter into perfection. Now, I've been talking about growing in the last broadcast. And people, right off the bat, people say it's impossible for a human man to be perfect. But that's not true. More than once, God said, be perfect because I'm perfect. Peter said it, and Jesus said it. He told the woman that was captured, caught in adultery. He said, woman, where are your attackers? Where are your accusers? He said, accusers. She said, they're all gone. He said, I don't accuse you either. Go and sin no more. Now, that's something that a man can do. You can be perfect. You can leave and sin no more, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If you're willing to do things God's way, nothing on this earth can stop you. You got to choose to start doing things in the strength and wisdom of God. Either we're going to do it or we're not. It's a choice. Being made righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ gives us the ability. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, even perfection. Satan has lied to us, and he's lied to you. He's lied to me about perfection. You can be a perfect and upright man now, because Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The word of God is perfection. And you can be perfect in him. But if you do it the hard way, if you say, well, I'm not going to curse anymore, I'm not going to sin anymore, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes or drink beer or whatever you feel is wrong, you're just not going to do that. Don't make you perfect. You're just putting forth efforts to do things that are wise. No, that won't make you perfect. What makes you perfect is receiving God's word in your heart and living according to his word. If you want to tell the truth, you have to be truthful. And when people see that you have integrity and that you want to do right, sometimes people will try to get you to promise, you know, things that you have no time to complete. And this happened to me. And I would tell people I was coming, and I had overcommitted myself. And the Lord got on to me about it. He said, you can't do that. When you book, you book. You just can't do anymore. You can't go and spend 10 minutes to fix a car. It takes hours sometimes, and things go wrong. And so I had to start explaining, but I'm not going to be able to make it. I'll put you on the list and I'll come when I can. And that, you know, I had to deal with it differently. And it, you know, when you operate according to love, then other things don't become your pattern. You do what you can do. And you don't overpromise yourself. And if you struggle with a problem, then don't do it the hard way. Don't try to just use human effort only. That's a miserable way to live. No. Attack it with the word. Fill your heart with God's word. Speak the word in your life. Speak to the problem. Attack the problem with your words and with your commitment to do right. And when you're setting yourself to do it God's way. And my friend, when that happens, you can rely on His strength. Don't try to go it alone. Proud people sometimes try to be perfect, but they can't. They're just putting forth effort. But when you love God, you can. You can do it in His strength. I minister in His strength. The anointing is His strength. All I have to do is yield to the anointing and speak what the Lord has prompted me to say. And it's easy. See, when I speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit gives me utterance and I speak in an unknown tongue. I pray in an unknown tongue. When danger happens, I yield myself and start speaking in tongues, because that gives the Holy Spirit a chance to use His knowledge to help me pray for the situation and my part in how I can help and for others. And I can take authority. Now, I can do it with my knowledge, which is limited, but when I pray in the Holy Spirit, it's perfect prayer. And then I end in Jesus' name, because I'm doing it in His strength. So when I minister, I don't fight with what God is putting in my heart. I just let it roll right off my tongue. Isn't that easy? When God calls you to do something, He anoints you to do it. And I don't look at it in the gauge of fear. I don't look at things with fear. I'm going to do this. I'm going to speak His word. I'm going to live His life. I'm going to operate in His strength. I'm going to do it His way. And I'm not afraid. But when people don't believe in what they're doing, it's a struggle. So if you believe in the first place, it's easy to operate in God's strength. Well, I got to go and pray for an hour and get strong in prayer until I feel the Spirit. Those things are good to do. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to just yield to the Holy Spirit. Go in His presence and worship Him. Get used to being in His presence. And learn to just yield to Him. If He says something, believe it and go with it. People put pressure on themselves because they don't trust what God is saying. If either you're going to trust Him or you're not. You're going to have faith in Him or you're not. He said, "He that believe will do greater works than me." It's your heritage to be perfect in Him. One scripture said, "Be perfect and entire, lacking nothing." If something's missing or out of place and you don't have it yet, whether it's material things, wisdom, knowledge, or character strength, call it in. Call it in. It's yours. It's your inheritance. When we got saved, we inherited the knowledge of God, the guidance of God. There are seven spirits of the Holy Spirit. He manifests Himself seven ways. The Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of knowledge and wisdom, counsel, might, and the fear of the Lord. It's right there in Isaiah chapter 11. The The Spirit of the Lord came on Jesus. All seven manifestations. So there's knowledge, there's wisdom, there's counsel, there's might. Whatever you need, you get it. Receive it. And don't wrestle against it. So Christians who always wrestle against it, they're the ones who preach that you can't be perfect because they can't do it. And they can't see anybody else doing it. But eventually somebody's going to do it and they're going to be jealous of it. Or they're going to wonder, how in the world did they do that? Well, some people, they learn to yield to the Lord and they do these things. Now, I happen to be a mechanic. I like to know how things work. Now, I don't know if I'm a good mechanic because God just gave me that gift, or I'd like to know how things work. And so it operates in my ministry, too. That's my nature. I like to know how things work. And God gave, I've been gifted to do that. That's part of my character, my makeup. As a child, even a toddler, once I learned to talk, when I was a little boy, I wanted to know how things got to the way that it is. Why are men like they are? Why are there racial differences? Why are there racial separations? How did that form? What happened to make that happen like that? How come we just can't get along? Because I grew up in the 60s. I was born in 1963. Why do people have wars? And when I learned about salvation, why don't people love God? I want to know how things form to the way they are now. Or then, And when I became a Christian, I started asking the Lord my questions. I thought it was beautiful that God wanted us to love each other. And I agree with it. And I said, Lord, I want to love everybody. I saw that it pleased God when I love people that's different, that came from somewhere else. Whether they were white, black, or wherever they come from. I started looking at things like he does. He loves people. I want to love people too. It's right. It's the way to be. I said, but sometimes people get on your nerves and they aggravate you. And I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And he did. He helped me understand things that I didn't. And he helped me do things that I couldn't. See, we can live in his strength. And now, it's beautiful, it's wonderful to love people. Especially people of different origins. Because they got a story to tell. Everybody got a testimony. And time somebody do you wrong, the enemy will say, well, all black people are this way, or all white people are this way, or all Asian people are this way. No, they're not. People are just like your family. Some are good, some are bad, some are confused. Some have trouble. Some have been through a lot of unnecessary trouble because of others and sometimes because of their own greed, lust, and pride. But at the end of the day, God loves us all. God put gifts in every one of us. But some people choose the way of lust, greed, and pride. And because things don't look right, and because they do something that you were already suspicious of, now everybody's that way. And the enemy will lie to you and say that all white people are this way, or all black people are that way. And none of it's true. I caught the devil in more lies than I can count. I don't trust him on whatever he say. If he thinking he lying, if he talking he lying, I say, shut up and don't talk to me in Jesus. Now, I don't want to hear none of your lies. And when they do it on TV, when people slander people on TV, I just turn the channel. I don't want to hear that mess. They talk about the president. They talk about the parties. They keep up more mess. And both parties are guilty of doing it. They've done every president like that. Whoever the opposite party was had something evil to say about it. And I'm praying for them like God instructed me to do. Because I don't believe, I just refuse to believe that everybody's as sinister as people say. Everybody's under attack from the same devil. Everybody gets tempted by the same devil. So when you're the president of my country, I want you to do your job as good as you can. That's all I can expect from you. And I'm going to pray for you and ask God to help you, because I found out that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And he'll help anybody. Watch this. Even a sinful man, God will give him the knowledge and cause him to do what's necessary, because people take time to pray and stop complaining. You can't be perfect and side with Satan. Perfection comes from obeying God. Only God. His word. Only his word. We can do all things through Christ. It didn't say we can do all things through God without Christ. It said we can do all things through Christ. Watch this. Who strengthens us. So I've been strengthened to do the things that God has given me to do. Everything he sanctioned me to do, I do it. And I do it to the best of my ability. I don't want to do things the wrong way when I could be doing it the right way. God knows I don't know how to do everything. And I'm not expected to do everything. I'm expected to do what he's given me to do. What he sanctioned me to do. And if I can pull that off, I've satisfied the Lord. I may not be perfect in the eyes of men, but I know for a fact my God have caused me to do perfect works. And I thank him for every one of them. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll help anybody. He will strengthen anybody that'll take time to listen and govern them their lives according to his word. Take authority over Satan. Don't let him push you in a corner. Don't let him distract you. Fill your heart with the word of God and live from the word. Speak the word. Be counseled by the word. Receive the counsel of the word and the knowledge of God. Speak it. Agree with it. And if you don't agree with it, that's all right. If you're not sure about something, just ask the Holy Spirit and be willing to agree with it. Either you agree or you don't. Say, Lord, I don't agree with this yet, because I don't understand why you said do this. But I want to trust you. I want to do it your way. And then and be receptive to what the Holy Spirit will give you. Some things you're just going to have to take at face value. Look back at what he did in the beginning and compare it to Genesis and compare it to Revelation. And then go on and make the jump and receive what God's saying and go on with your life. Because what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth or allow on earth, what you allow in your life, God allow it too. Even if it's wrong, even if it's death. Don't allow death to operate in your life. Don't allow Satan to operate in your life. He can't stop it if you allow it. But if you obey God, you change the facts. You change the dynamics and the circumstances. Now I'm out of time. I love you. God loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.